Thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. Here in the studio with me is Christine Seitz, who heads up the voice program here at the University of Missouri School of Music. And we are here to talk about staged arias coming up. Christine, thanks so much for coming out.
Good to see you again, Aaron.
Absolutely.
This is a very interesting program and one of my pet projects for the last number of years.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah. What we'll have on this program is 13 arias and one duet.
Okay.
And they'll be sung by different people, right? And what the program is designed to do is to give the singers who haven't had much solo experience on stage yet. They've been in ensembles, they've been in scenes, they've been in chorus in the main stage opera, stuff like that. It gives them a chance to wrap their voice around an aria and then do a solid physical portrayal of it on stage. We do this with very small, very minimal production values, but they have to move, they have to interact with people when that's appropriate in the aria. And it's a really great experience for all the singers who participate in it. Very often, after they've done the staged arias program in the spring, when they audition for the opera the next year, they'll get a role because they have that experience to bring to bear.
Right, that confidence.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay. What made you want to start doing this as a show? You said about 9 years ago?
A number of years ago. I want to say maybe 7 years ago or something like that. What happened was the spring opera got moved to a permanent spot in mid-March.
Okay.
And that gave me the rest of the semester to, you know, to have for something, you know. And this was a project that I had done at another school, and I knew that it was really, really valuable for the young singers. And so I just decided that this was a good spot for it. It's a good time of the year to not have to do, I mean, the production we just did in March involved 40 singers in the cast and chorus, plus the orchestra, plus all the sets and costumes. I mean, and it was a lot, and it was a lot for everybody to be dealing with. This is minimal time and attention, you know, and it just, all the elements come together and you have a program and then you're done. So it's a much better thing for this time of the year when
right.
they're so busy with a lot of other things.
Exactly.
But it's a really,
getting close to the end.
Right. It's a really great kind of extra enrichment kind of experience for these young singers.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, what can we expect to see at the show?
Well, because there's 14 items,
it's
a big long list. But we've got a presentation aria from The Huguenots by Meyerbeer, which nobody has heard. It's, you know, but this aria is a great mezzo presentation aria with a lot of coloratura. We've got a couple of arias from Don Giovanni.
Okay.
We've got a couple of arias from Carmen. We've got one from Don Pasquale, The Tales of Hoffmann, Dido and Aeneas. And then other Mozart. We've got an aria from the Impresario and Così fan tutte and Marriage of Figaro. Then we've got one from another unknown opera called Linda di Chamunix by Donizetti.
Okay.
Again, it's a kind of a presentation aria for coloratura soprano. So it's what we know from that opera. We've got an aria from Pagliacci, and then we have a duet from Lakmé, and it's not the duet that everybody knows from Lakmé. This is a duet between Lakmé and the tenor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's a really nice program. Got a wide range of a wide variety of repertoire.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, all undergrads doing this, or master's level students invited to participate as well?
On this year, it's all under one master's student.
Okay.
And the rest are undergrads.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, this sounds like a good opportunity to come in and dip your toes into a lot of opera scenes if you're really wanting to experience kind of like short sets as as an observer, as a listener.
Right. And to see how different characters come to life. Because every single one of these arias does something different with the character. And so each student will be portraying physically and emotionally, you know, another kernel of dramatic purpose.
Very cool.
So this program is on Sunday, April 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. in the Whitmore Recital Hall. Staged arias and duets.
And that's, again, that's at the Whitmore on Sunday, April 14th at 7 p.m. right here in Columbia at the Whitmore Recital Hall on campus.
Great.
Christine, thanks so much for coming out and telling us all about this great show.
Thanks, Aaron.